Country Pub FM.
Hear ye, Friday Almanac is on the air. Cheryl Reeve, the championship coach of the Minnesota Lynx, scheduled to join us here in about 20 minutes. So I need to keep this somewhat short. I think let's just give away the tickets during the All Request Lunch Hour.
Okay.
The Mark Chestnut tickets. We will skip the trivia for Almanac today. I know people had their little recorders out and probably had their notepads. They're ready to take shorthand. But
right.
I think we're going to skip so we can stay on time, get a song in,
well,
and then talk to Cheryl Reeve.
I could also give them away at the end of the Bob-a-thon.
Oh, yeah, you could do that, too.
Yeah, because I probably got to send the list before.
So many options.
Yeah.
So many options. So many. Friday, October 6th, 279th day of the year. We have 86 left. 1880. Listen to this little nugget I dug up. In 1880, the National League kicked the Cincinnati Reds. They kicked the team. The Cincinnati Reds kicked them out of the league for selling beer.
Well,
in 1880. Can you just think of that now? Team should be kicked out of the league for selling beer for $10 now.
Right.
Is what they should be kicked out for. But that was 1880. 1889, the Moulin Rouge in Paris first opened its doors to the public. One of the great cabarets of all time. Be sure to say hello to Lady Marmalade.
Sure.
When you swing by. That was 1889. 1893.
It would take more than five 1-ounce servings of any leading hot oat cereal to give you all the iron you get in just one serving of fortified or enriched cream of wheat cereal.
Cream of wheat.
Yummy.
Invented on this date. Did you hear that commercial?
I did.
1-ounce serving? A 1-ounce serving? Is that a serving? I can get 1 ounce in one spoonful.
Spoonful, yeah.
Pretty much.
That doesn't sound right.
No. Well, it is. That's how they measure them. Oh, yeah. it's only 100 calories per serving. Yeah, the serving is one drop.
One.
1 ounce. Cream of, what are your thoughts on cream of wheat? Big fan?
I like it. Yeah. A little brown sugar.
We used to throw a lot of like cocoa in there, like Nestle Quick or Hershey's cocoa, chocolate. Well, we'd chocolate it up. That's what we would do.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big fan of grits now. Grits, very similar.
Are they?
To cream of wheat. Yeah, it's very similar.
I'll have to try some.
Yeah. People like their grits either sweet or they like them... I like them savory with cheese and butter.
Was it cocoa cream?
Cocoa wheats.
Yeah.
That was the chocolate one.
Chocolate version, yeah.
So that was 1893. 1927, it was the first talkie. The film was called The Jazz Singer.
Good, good, goodbye.
Nice.
Good, good, goodbye. Don't cry.
Is that Al Jolson?
Of course it is.
That takes me.
Nothing but authentic audio here on Bob and the Almanac.
Love it.
Al Jolson, the movie premiered in New York City. This date, first film to use a pre-recorded soundtrack. 1927.
Pretty impressive.
He's not in blackface there either.
No.
That's Toot Toot Tootsie. That's a classic song. Bob FM, 1951. Businessman Will Kellogg, he was the Kellogg guy, gave us Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, Corn Flakes, all the great Kellogg cereals. He died on this date, the age of 91. 1951 is when that happened.
Yep.
Kellogg. And that was based in Michigan, wasn't it? Was it Battle Creek,
yes,
Michigan?
Yes, Battle Creek. I've been there.
Battle Creek. You've been there?
You used to have relatives in Battle Creek.
You have been. And did you go to and take the tour?
We drove by
Kellogg?
It.
Oh,
didn't, we didn't take the tour.
Because I would hope you'd go in there and get the secret recipe to Mueslix.
Oh, yes.
Next time you're there.
Yeah.
I wish you would. So that was in 51 and 81. This was in the news.
According to the official Middle East news agency, President Sadat was dead on arrival at Mahdi Military Hospital here in Cairo. According to the official medical report, Sadat was unconscious, had no pulse or heartbeat. His eyes were open and he did not respond to light.
I remember where I was when I heard that President of Egypt, Anwar Sadat, was assassinated.
Really?
I was in... It was English class. I remember it was an English class, and it came over the PA.
You were like in fifth grade or
sixth
something.
Grade. That sixth was grade. Sixth grade. That would have been the 81-82 school year. And Egyptian President Anwar Sadat assassinated in Cairo. He was at a military parade, and there were a lot of people in his country who didn't like the Camp David Accords. Remember we mentioned that?
Right.
Often here on the Almanac, when those things occurred, the Camp David Accord, there were many people in Egypt, his opponents that didn't like it. Right. And obviously it came to a head on this date in 1981. In 85, a guy named Nelson Riddle.
I remember him.
He has his orchestra. He's worked with Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, Rosemary Clooney, and his very own orchestra. Nelson Riddle also worked with Linda Ronstadt. Little album called What's New. Nelson Riddle died. He was only 64 on this date in 85. We also lost Betty Davis. She had Betty Davis eyes.
Right.
Two Oscars for Best Actress, nominated 10 times.
Wow.
One of the most decorated actresses of all time. More than 80 films. Betty Davis, 1989, dead at the age of 81. 91. A lot of people scratching their heads over this one. Elizabeth Taylor married construction worker Larry Fortensky.
That was different.
It was Taylor's eighth marriage. He was just a commoner. He was a construction
worker.
Common
guy. Yep.
Turned out she just needed somebody to pour some concrete out at her house.
Oh.
And then...
So it was short-lived. Then.
Rather than just hire you, I will marry you.
Oh.
It'll be cheaper. 1991. 96, happy anniversary, Tim and Faith.
Your love, it just does something to me.
21st anniversary for Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
They're releasing a new song today.
I saw that.
Yeah.
They have their own album. They've got a new album coming out, too.
And, of course, they're on their Soul to Soul tour.
They are Soul to Souling it up, 1996. In 2015, if you ever wanted a Egg McMuffin with cheese and sausage at 9 p.m., you could now get it. Because McDonald's, 2 years now, it seems like it was just last year, but 2 years now, they've been serving all-day breakfast.
Yes.
At McDonald's. Have you taken advantage of all-day breakfast?
I have not.
I think the only advantage I've taken, because the only thing I didn't like about it, back in the day, they used to cut it off at 10 o'clock.
Right.
And if I wanted one at 10:30, I couldn't get an Egg McMuffin with cheese and sausage.
Right.
Sausage McMuffin with egg and cheese.
Yeah, that's what I like.
But now you can. I'm not going to have one at 3 o'clock more than likely.
No.
But at least I can get one at 10:30 or for brunch. So way to go, McDonald's.
Yeah, that was a good move.
John Travolta's sister is having a birthday today.
I got a silly question. What's going on?
Johnny won't give me my pants, Mom.
Joni, why won't you give Chachi his pants?
Because he took them off in front of my class.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm out of questions.
She was Chachi's mom and, like, the sister or cousin of Al Del Vecchio.
Right.
On Happy Days, and then she transferred into the whole Joni loves Chachi thing. And then she was also Charles in Charge. She apparently is the only one who can play Scott Baio's mother. Anywhere and everywhere. Ellen Travolta.
Somewhere
Ellen,
there's a rule.
She looks a lot like John. Yeah. She is 77 today. Do you remember the lovely Britt Eklund?
Oh,
the
yes,
lovely
I
Britt
do.
Britt Eklund. James Bond.
Good night. I hate to ask stupid questions, but where exactly did you knock in gold?
He landed in that one.
Don't you believe in signs?
She doesn't believe in signs. Well, she wasn't the smartest.
Reader.
She wasn't the smartest assistant. What was it? Mary Goodnight. Mary Goodnight, James Bond's assistant, Britt Eklund.
She was a Bond girl. She was
75.
Spent a lot of that movie in a very small bikini.
Oh, the whole movie, practically, right? I mean, that was part of the show. Britt Eklund is 75. That was from The Man with the Golden Gun. Not to be confused with The Man with the Golden Arm, the Case Keenum story.
Right.
Britt Eklund, 75 today. Famously, she, of course, was married to Rod Stewart and Peter Sellers. That's quite a difference there.
There is.
Rod Stewart and Peter Sellers.
Yes.
So that was 75 for Britt Eklund. Big hit from 1964. My Boy Lollipop. Millie Small, 71 today. We have Leslie Moonves, the president of CBS, currently has a restraining order out on me because I have sent many letters complaining about their cancellations of shows like The Millers and The McCarthys without any explanation. Less 68 today.
Oh, I make you laugh, and you make me cry. I believe it's time for me to fly.
Man, I love love Dario Speedwagon. That High Infidelity, that was the first cassette tape I ever bought. I wore that thing out.
Oh, it's good music right there.
I had to take that thing apart and actually lube the little capstans and the little wheels
in there. Yeah.
There he is, Kevin Cronin. Kevin Cronin. The lead singer, the group Ario Speedwagon. There's that Grand Casino Hinkley ad where this woman is gushing about meeting him. They're big Ario Speedwagon fans, but they were in the same elevator with Kevin Cronin, but they didn't recognize him. They didn't know he was part of the band. And I go, are you really that big of an Ario Speedwagon fan?
Yeah, you can't be that big.
How can you not miss the curly hair and the whole deal? Kevin Cronin is 66 today. How about another lead singer? Soy Capitan? Soy Capitan, Neil?
Is that Los Lobos?
It's Los Lobos. Los Lobos would be the female wolves. Los Lobos, the males. David Hidalgo, lead singer. Los Lobos, La Bamba. He is having a big, big birthday today as he is 63. Played quarterback for the Gophers.
In the U of M record book, the name Tony Dungy appears with monotonous regularity. He is Minnesota's all-time leader in total offense. He owns the record for most passes completed, most yardage gained passing, and most touchdown passes.
And despite that, he was a defensive back in the NFL. All of that, great quarterback, but it just didn't transfer into being an NFL quarterback.
And fine athlete.
Fine athlete, outstanding athlete.
Coach,
first African-American coach to win the Super Bowl with the Indianapolis Colts was our defensive coordinator here at the Vikings. Would have loved to have seen him be a head coach for the Vikings, but the timing just did not work out. Tony Dungy is 62. Happy birthday. Old number 9 for the Gophers. Those were the days when the Gophers wore the metallic gold.
Right.
Remember that? They wore the metallic gold
early
colors.
70s.
And then what's his name? Jim Wacker brought that back later on in the 90s.
I liked it.
Elizabeth Shue is 54 today.
Excuse me. October 21st, 2015.
God, I feel like you weren't kidding. Why, we can actually see our future. Doc, now you said we were married, right? Yeah. Was it a big wedding? Marty, we're going to be able to see our wedding.
Wow.
I'm going to be able to see my wedding dress.
Wow. Yeah, that's not a good idea. You don't want to know too much about your future.
Right.
Oh, Doc just put her to sleep. That's Elizabeth Shue, Adventures in Babysitting, Cocktail, and of course, she took over the role as Jennifer, the girlfriend and eventually the wife of Marty McFly in the Back to the Future trilogy.
I remember her in The Saint opposite Val Kilmer.
You can never forget The Saint.
I liked it.
Elizabeth Shue, 54. There's a good wind on the desert tonight. 51st birthday for the guy singing this song. Tim Rushlow.
Oh, yeah.
Formerly of Little Texas. Left and he tried a solo career, did he not?
Yeah, he did. Mixed results.
Yeah, Tim Rushlow, maybe one top 10?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
51 today for Tim Rushlow.
All right, is that it?
That's it.
Let's get on to the gone but not forgotten category. And here we go. We start with, she was not Florence Nightingale. She was the English, or the Swedish Nightingale. Opera singer Jenny Lind, 1820. George Westinghouse was born on this day, 1846. He was an inventor, a manufacturer. He had his own company. Is Westinghouse still in business?
I bet
they are. He was born on this day, 1846. He created the air brake, by the way. The first guy we had an early movie with Al Jolson. This guy was the first guy to come up with a program of voice and music, first one to broadcast it. Inventor and engineer Reginald Fessenden, 1866. Have you ever split an atom in your spare time?
I'm working on fusing atoms.
Ooh,
I'm taking it a step further. Fission is old. That's old school.
Yeah,
been there, done that.
Yeah, the guy won the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1951 with Josh Cockcroft Walton. The guy's name is Ernest Thomas Walton, a noted physicist, 1903. She was a big star in the 30s. We had two big major movie stars from the 30s. Janet Gaynor, Academy Award-winning actress, born on this day, 1906. And Carol Lombard, she was married to Clark Gable when she went down in a plane crash. And her real name was like Jane Peters, but somehow it got changed to Carol Lombard. And one of the highest paid actresses of the 30s, born on this day in 1908, died in that plane crash in 1942. Have you ever created a
raft made of Indian balsa wood?
Yes.
I'd love to.
It sounds like a wonderful way to travel the seven seas. Thor Heyerdahl, he and his Kon-Tiki did some sailing. He was born on this day, 1914. We all learned about Thor Heyerdahl in school, I do believe.
We need to name more kids Thor. Anybody named Thor? What's his name? The pitcher from the Mets is Thor.
Yeah.
There's one. What's his name? Syndergaard? Thor Syndergaard, right? Is that correct?
Is, yep. And one more here. He's a comedian. He's a he does impressions as well. Fred Travellina.
And as far as those Watergate tapes are concerned, I am so sick of hearing about tape recordings. You have no idea.
There he is from a 70s appearance on The Tonight Show.
Fred Travellina, born on this day, 1942. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
And today's Friday Almanac is brought to you by
Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Nobody knows the country like Kurt Weers. Check him out online. We sell farmsmn.com.
For once, the timing here is impeccable. Plenty of time here to get a song in. And then be joined by Cheryl Reeve of the WNBA, four-time WNBA champion, Minnesota Lynx. After you're from George Strait, it's Write This Down. It's Total Country, Bob FM.